Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra Executive Director Mandy Stringer says on one hand that TSO is wildly successful. Its regular season concerts are consistently sold out. The only problem is the audiences for those concerts definitely lean towards the upper end of the demographic curve, if you catch my meaning. So Stringer says there's now a concerted effort, if you will, to build a younger and broader fan base.
Next year, we're going to have two family concerts. One will be in Cascades Park on October 30th. It's a Halloween concert, and the orchestra will be dressed in costume, and it'll be great fun. And then we'll have one in the spring in May that's called Never Fear, Fortissimo is Here. And this is a script written by our conductor, Darko Buderitz, where he, Fortissimo, the superhero, goes head-to-head with Dr. Dissonance.
What about people whose musical taste runs more to modern music like jazz? Stringer says the TSO did team up with a jazz ensemble back during Tallahassee Music Week.
It originally scheduled to have it at Cascades Park, but we got rained out and moved it to the Moon, which was actually in a way a blessing in disguise because it really picked up this kind of old cotton club feeling and people sat around. It almost felt like a speakeasy and it was really fun.
That experiment, Stringer says, was a huge hit with the audience, and not just because of the venue.
Leon Anderson and his trio led the orchestra, and if you've not seen him do his thing, it's pretty amazing because he talks and he tells you a little bit of the history of the jazz that you're hearing.
Stringer says that jazz symphonic collaboration will definitely continue, as well as a new experiment in making the TSO and its music more accessible to people who wouldn't usually go to a more formal kind of concert.
We are also next year launching something that the working title of now is called Symphony Lab. And this is going to be a 9 to 10 o'clock concert on Friday night, so it's an hour long, so not too long. And it's going to draw from the classical music we play, but we're going to throw in some other probably non-classical pieces. There's a trend right now in the orchestra world to do something called mashup, where you bring together popular music and classical music and kind of mash it up in the same performance.
And that goes beyond the music itself.
We believe, and research tells us, that the thing that's keeping millennials and Gen Xers out of the concert hall is not the music. The music is great. What's keeping them out of the hall is the way it's presented. They want to see things presented in ways that are interactive and that stimulate them visually and that they can participate in.
For instance, Stringer says one performance might feature a 19-year-old keyboard phenom and include a lot of juicy backstory about the musical selections.
So say Conrad Tau comes out in his high tops and his jeans and he plays a movement of Schumann and we somehow tie that into Schumann and Clara's love affair and how torrid it was and how deep their relationship was. And we tie that to the immortal beloved theme and not knowing who Beethoven wrote all these letters to and playing part of that symphony, which is called the Immortal Beloved Symphony because he wrote it at the time he was writing these anonymous letters that we still don't know who the recipient was.
After all, Stringer says, so much of what we call classical music today was written for everybody to enjoy. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.